Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, here we are, guys, back at it Thursday morning. I guess it's supposed to get a little nippy over the next couple days.
It's already cold out there.
Yeah,
my goodness.
Finally a cold streak coming through.
What was that finally part, though?
Like low. We're talking like teens.
Yeah.
Already planning my my meals for Saturday. I think that's supposed to be the chilliest. Some stews or soups or something.
Chili in the crock pot. That's what I'm going with.
I know, right? Yeah. Cornbread action
exactly.
With it.
Mm. That's exactly it. With big pieces of corn and everything.
Oh, large chunks of corn.
Yummy.
You can say hi to it later on the next day.
Oh.
Speaking of, smells and good smells, that's going to make my house smell so good. We had a coworker walk in this morning and tell Katie that she smelled good.
Yes.
Really good. She's like, you smell good, girl.
I do. And
girl.
That never happens. You guys never tell me that I smell good. Even when I come in here smelling pretty dang good most days, and never do you guys say that I smell good. And you have a very, active olfactory sense.
I have sensitive nose.
Both of you do. Yeah. And never once have you said I smell good.
Let me ask you something.
Sure.
Should we be afraid of any sort of sexual harassment retaliation?
The things you say to me already? You think telling me I smell good is going to send me over the edge?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No.
I always say nothing but kind, helpful things to you.
Totally. No.
Well, just in general. Okay, let's take you out of the picture. If I go rolling up to one of our lovely sales ladies here today, and I'm standing there and I go, dang, you smell really good today.
Yeah.
How is that going to be taken? I'm terrified.
It depends on your already established relationship with said person. I mean, if this is the third time you've interacted with this person in your whole life and you're telling them they smell good, that might be a little, weird. But if you're seeing this person every day and you're saying hi to them and usually they smell like chicken noodle soup, and today they don't, that's okay for you to say.
Really?
Because
I think as a guy, I'm terrified to say anything like that.
Really?
I hold back on, even if it's just truly a compliment coming from me. Like, I'm happily married, I got a beautiful wife, and if I see somebody who's, looking good at work, I hesitate. Like, hey, I like your outfit, or your hair looks awesome today. Even if I just want to dole out just a compliment, I get worried. I really do. That's kind of where we're at right now in
Josh,
the world.
Josh,
I think
why this is funny to me is because he has no problem telling people, come here and give me tongue kisses, but telling them.
Yeah, that's part
smell
of the shtick and the act on the on the radio.
But
I don't say that out in the office.
No.
It's just funny because you have no problem saying things like
who
that.
Who have I
people
said that to? What are you talking about?
Wait, just listeners.
On the air. Like, you saying things to people on the air sometimes
different
makes me blush, but you're
they
worried.
They can't go to HR.
I mean, they could.
Like, that's just me being silly and goofy and, just poking our listeners a little bit and having fun. That's not, directly in my face with one of our sales chicks,
but still.
Damn, you look good and smell good today.
Like,
well done.
Sometimes I'm surprised there's not a line of husbands waiting out there for you. Like, your wife's the best kisser. Jeremy.
Sometimes I do say that.
Exactly.
Like, your wife's a great kisser.
You do.
A little too much tongue.
Yes.
But again, it's entertainment.
It is.
It's like reading a book, watching a movie. This is entertainment here. That doesn't count.
Well, and it's
I can
funny
say whatever I want.
The whole smell thing, though, I just think is such an innocent compliment. Like, I don't immediately get offended when you say,
okay,
like,
well,
you
it's
smell
good to
good
know. I'll tell you then. I'll tell you.
Because I, like,
you never tell me that I smell good, so shut up.
I mean, but that's the thing. I have came in and specifically asked you guys about your body wash, because that's why I smell so good right now. It's a body wash that I found that I picked out particularly because it smells so good. I picked it when I went to go see that guy in Chicago way back when, because I was like, this smells perfect.
What's the flavor? What's
it's
the smell?
It's just Dove Original Body Wash, but man, oh man, does it make
but
me smell
but what does that have
good
to do with you not coming in and saying, wow, Jerry, you smell good today. Why don't you do it to me? I have feelings and needs too, Katie.
What I'm saying is I have came in and said specifically, hey, tell me about your body wash.
Which is a weird question.
No, it's not.
Well, I mean, I just don't think we've gotten close enough. The person that came in was
hugging
you. We're
2 feet away from each other.
Yeah, but she was hugging you.
Yeah.
And I have not smelled you today, so that's why I haven't.
Come here,
don't
Josh
do it. It's sexual harassment.
I'm scared to now.
Be in HR
no,
today.
It's not.
But what is your question about body wash? Is that that mean that we smell good?
No, I mean, like, tell me, like, do you guys really like your body wash? Like, how did you pick it? Is it based on smell? Is it based on how clean it gets you? Is it based on the lather? There are some things that
that's just
go
a random, like, what's your body wash question. That's not you coming in and saying, dang, Jer, you smell good today.
No, because I wouldn't say that.
Why? But,
no,
but I'm supposed to say it to you?
Because I purposely got this body wash to smell good.
Well,
and
we
I
all get body wash to smell good.
We all use soap.
That. I told you guys that. I was like, I bought this new
right
body
now.
Wash.
I don't remember
and
this
I'm offended. Yeah. I'm offended that you expect me to tell you that you smell good, but you won't reciprocate and tell me I smell good.
Well, again,
I'm offended.
If
I think I should go to HR today.
A little more effort into smelling good than
I have a spritz of cologne on.
You have a spritz.
And you know what kind of soap I use because you gave me soap for Christmas.
I did.
And I will tell you right now that that soap has lasted me 1 month. That bar of soap is the best bar of soap I have ever used in my entire life.
Seriously?
It is the thickest, most heartiest, good-smelling soap that I have ever used.
Wow.
And it has officially become like just a little tiny flat pancake now, and I'm trying to get every little bit of it out of it, and it's gone. It's gone now.
What'd you get?
And I need you to send me the link to that because I want another bar of that soap. It's like an all-natural charcoal, manly smelling soap.
Yeah.
Hands down, the best soap I've ever used.
It's funny, Josh.
Was
it
Dr. Squatch?
Yeah, it was a lump of coal. That's why.
Oh, send me the link. Yes. Send me the link to it because that was damn good soap. Okay. The only downside to that soap is the bar was so massive, it was hard to hold on to.
Oh, you dropped
it was
the soap.
Like it was like I was washing with a box of cereal. That's how big the soap bar was. And it finally kind of dwindled down. But the next one I get, I'm going to chop it in half. So I have like two bars, so it's a little easier to hold while I'm getting my crack.
That's very smart. Yeah, you don't want to.
You should smell my crack.
Well.
It smells so good.
There's the HR.
During the break, maybe we could just smell each other and really just
put
this
to bed. No, I want
you to
smell my crack.
Okay. Well.
We'll call it crack attack. It'll be a fun video today.
I can't wait.